Greetings and welcome to the Earth Heart Pathway to Paradise program to release, relax, recharge, and retune, a method of mental ritual for everyone, a coming home to the love, the peace, and the happiness that is rightfully yours. Hi, my name is Charles Lalo, and I will be presenting this program to you. The Earth Heart Pathway to Paradise Coming Home Method will guide you to a place where you can experience your life in the most fulfilling and joyful manner. Don't hesitate. Come home now. Begin. When you were a child, playing games like hide and seek or tag, the idea was to get home to be safe. That idea was not so far-fetched. Home was safe then and is safe now. That was the way of the universe making us ready for the game of life. Life has a way of playing havoc with us if we allow it. The if in life makes the choice ours. If we do not realize that much of what happens to us in life is due to the choices we make, then we are going through life with closed eyes, and where it may stop, nobody knows. We are moving, but with no sense of direction or destination. Make happiness your destination. In the words of Jesus Christ, seek the kingdom first, and all else will follow. So seek happiness first, and all else will be gravy, so to speak. Our mind sets the course. It would be wise to see and know where we want to be. Be a human being, not merely existing, which for me is a word too closely related to exiting. Exist, exit. Let us begin being. The earth is a living, breathing organism. The earth has a heart. You and me and we are the heart of the earth. Together we are Earth Heart. Before we begin the Earth Heart Pathway to Paradise program to release, relax, recharge, and retune, intending to bring you home to a space of peace, comfort, and well-being, it is important for me to share and convey to you a very important visualization. This visualization will help you to understand the logic of the program and the perspective from which I present it. It is like setting your heart over the fence and then your body will follow. I'd like you to visualize the earth from afar. Imagine you are in space looking at the earth. Around the earth is an aura of static. I call it an aura of psychic static. This static is the result of the impurities of humankind. It comes from greed, corruption, lack of integrity, and lack of truth, and all other non-virtuous qualities that prevent us from living in accordance with the undeniable truth that we are all one and of the same God, Source, and Universe. This psychic static causes interference and inhibits us from accurate connection and communication with our universe that is an ordered affair. This static prevents us from experiencing the peace and order of the universe. At times when this perfect order of the universe seeps through the static, or when we happen to slip through the static, and connect with the perfect grace and order of the universe, we suddenly experience this perfect order by way of what we call coincidence. It is a coinciding of our mind with the perfect order and grace of the universe. And it becomes universe. Everything suddenly syncs up and everything fits. This is the nature of the universe, and it is our nature once the psychic static is dissipated or bypassed by way of our intention and purpose to do so. To accomplish this, we need to purify our tent and direct our purpose. This reality that exists beneath the psychic static is our present-day reality of modern-day society. In this society, we use words and language to communicate. As a sidebar, it is my position to believe that the English language is at the core of all languages, and quite possibly the original language of humankind. I can't prove this, however, it is my opinion, and it appears to me that the English language has certain synchronistic characteristics that are non-occurring elsewhere. It seems to play a very important part in our revolution and purpose, as well as that of America itself. The Earth Heart Pathway to Paradise program is based upon this position of purity and connection with universal order by getting through the psychic static. It takes the position that the two most important elements of each of us and to all life, and the two most basic common denominators to every one of us, our earth and our heart, our home external, the earth, and our home internal, the heart, just happen to be two words with identical characters in exact same sequence with identical numerological value. Together they produce a most perfectly balanced word, earth, heart, and it only occurs in the English language. We know how important balance is in wholesome and fulfilled living. The word of earth, heart, when numerologically analyzed, gives us the number 8 for the EART or ear-art aspect of the word. This aspect is the element from the earth aspect of the word, or environmental side. It also gives us an 8 for the H aspect of the word, that is the fulcrum or balance point. And it gives us an 8 for the other equal and identical EART, ear-art element, that is the heart aspect of the word, or the spiritual side. This triple eight configuration has been known to represent the higher mind, and in Greek it is the number for the name of Jesus. Earth heart is a gateway from our language that will help catapult us from the reality of modern day society through the psychic static and into the realm of what I call truth reality.